Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello.
Now, Control is out, and a lot of people can play the full version, and we didn't get early access to it, so I stayed up till midnight.
Of course you did.
And played it until about 2 in the morning. It's brilliant, and I want to tell you all about it.
Please do, because I'm really excited about this. I looked at a few of the other reviews, and I've always been excited for Control, because we both love Remedy as a studio. Mm-hmm. And even after Quantum Break wasn't so good,
The
gameplay was. Yeah. That's the exciting thing, because this felt to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, like the core gameplay of Quantum Break.
Yes.
In an actual good story alongside it, if that makes sense.
So the thing with this is that you need to know going in is that it's Remedy AF. Like, they don't care. Like, they've got full creative control. Sam Lake, who was the creative director on many of their previous games, is the writer and director of this one. He's the writer of this one. His concept is by him and everything. And it very much has the feel of those old school Max Payne TV shows where if you ever just stopped in one of those old games, you could watch like Address Unknown or that one with the weird pelican detective, or like there's some stuff that was in there, and it feels like they've taken one of those general concepts and made a whole game of it, and they don't pull any punches. They don't over tutorialize it. It's very much just you arrive in this location. It's called the Federal Bureau of Control. You play as this character called Jesse Faden, played by Courtney Hope, and it just starts. Like, she talks over this black screen, and she's talking about arriving to this place, and the game just starts, and then she says, "Why have you brought me here?" And there's this sort of like outline around the screen as if there's this force, there's this thing that's sort of talking to you, and that's your beginning, and that's all you've got, and you just kind of go from there. And so if I didn't read any of the preview stuff, because I just, with Remedy, they're like a great director,
yeah,
you know, auteur sort of studio. I just want to go in blind. So the thing that you might have picked up on is that the whole game is set kind of Die Hard style. It's all in this one location. So you're slowly exploring the whole thing. It's a little bit like Metroidvania, and you'll find that certain doors are like, key carded off, like you're not supposed to go there yet.
Oh yeah.
But the whole place is abandoned, and so you're kind of exploring this whole sort of area, sort of, you know, corridor by corridor, wondering why she's there, wondering what you're up to, wondering what you're trying to find. And then it just, like I said, it goes full on Remedy as hell, and everything just goes crazy. The color schemes go red and blue. It's all insane. This figure starts talking to you, who's voiced by James McCaffrey, voiced by Max Payne.
Brilliant.
So he's like the G-man of the situation. He's called the director, and he just starts talking to you about why you're there and what they do there, and turns out the location, I'm not going to spoil anything, but the just this general setup stuff, the location's called the Oldest House, and basically it just, I mean, I don't even know the full ramifications of the plot yet, but it seems like they were trying to look into sort of this astral dimension type stuff, and
yeah,
they managed to have a breakthrough, and that's kind of just what's going on. Something's happened, and you're all investigating.
I didn't know it was all in one location. That's,
yeah,
really cool. Because like you, I've been kind of avoiding all the previews, which now I want you to totally, you know, spoil me with right now, because I want to know what this game is. Mm-hmm. How is this? When I was looking at sort of some of the trailers beforehand, the shooting, of course, looks solid because it's Remedy. Like, the combat
so
looks
good.
Really engaging.
Yeah.
What do they do to kind of spruce it up? Is it just sort of what we expect, but done in a really refined, polished way, or do they have a few kind of interesting tricks to
throw? It's really cool. So, like, yeah, like I don't class this as spoilers. I'm just like, I know what I was like going in, where I didn't want to know anything. So if you don't want to know anything at all, then you know, obviously you not going to continue watching.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to spoil things or what I would class as spoilers, but I'll tell you like what weapons are and stuff. I mean, these things have been in the previews, at least as far as I know. But yeah, so the way that they change it up is that you have a transforming weapon. The whole general sort of narrative thing is that the Federal Bureau were looking into objects of power that over history have manifested themselves as like Valhalla or like ancient swords. Mjolnir is one of them. And then they have this transforming weapon, which starts out as like a big kind of revolver looking thing. And you can change that to be like a shotgun or whatever. But also the way that they change it for the most part is that you have telekinetic like powers, which I can only think of three games that did that. There was like Psyops. Second Sight, and Force Unleashed. So hardly any games do just grab any part of the environment and fling it at someone. So R1 is your sort of, or RB is your dedicated telekinesis button. So you're, you know, you can lock on with it with left trigger, you can shoot with the right trigger, headshots and whatever. But at any point, you just hold R1 and she'll grab anything around her. You can target stuff to pick something specifically, but when you hold R1, she just kind of puts her hand out, gets something, and holds it right there. You let go of the button, she flings it again. And it's perfect. Like, it's just, it feels so weighty that when it hits someone, everything, because you're throwing filing cabinets at people, you're throwing printers and different office equipment and things like that. You're also sending their bodies careening into vending machines as Coke cans fly out everywhere.
Give me it.
And it's just like, it's full on, just like having so much fun with the physics. And so, yeah, you know, you can press triangle to do a melee attack, which is kind of like a force push kind of thing, which also sends everything flying. I did break the frame rate because I did all that at once. I like tried to fling like a whole bunch of vending machines and pieces of stacks of paper, then did a melee attack in the middle of that, and the frame rate just went, what are you doing?
Stop.
We
this,
can't
Scott,
handle this.
Please.
And that's on a pro as well. I have heard that the original PS4 version is a bit flakier.
I
haven't had a chance
well.
To test that, but yeah.
Yeah.
But in terms of general gameplay, it's so smooth, like outside of frame rate qualms if you do a bit too much at once. General movement is, like Jessie kind of moves quite twitchy. Like she'll, you know, she'll obey whichever sort of direction you want to go, no matter what she's in the middle of. Mm-hmm. So there is that. But just in terms of, you know, general combat, you're picking stuff up, you're flinging it, you're transforming your weapon, and you're exploring and trying to piece together like what's going on.
How are the levels then? Because it sounds like you have a lot of freedom within the combat space to sort of go absolutely nuts and cause all this anarchy, but how are they, the levels themselves sort of set up? Is it very flat or is it vertical? Or
yeah, quite flat. You the progression through the world that you're basically trying to take back control.
Hey.
Because the oldest house, which is the name they gave this this federal bureau, has been overtaken by this thing from the astral dimension, which sort of leaves, you might have seen in the art direction all these weird cuboid designs, all this weird sort of, I can't think what the name of the art, there was a movement in art, maybe it was just cubism, to put like sort of like squares, like rectangles everywhere and stuff like that, and the sort of infection in the building is that. So you're trying to go control point to control point, take it back, and then it's where you can heal and swap your outfits and stuff. So you sort of like go down into those places, you clear them out, and then you take it back. You remove the weird cubist virus thing. It's called the hiss, and so you remove the hiss, and then you take the place back. But for the most part, I mean, I've only played a couple hours, but it's an office building, so you're going like room to room. You're going up and down some staircases and stuff, but like, you know, you're having firefights in office rooms, and there's so much glass and all that kind of thing. Reminds me of Max Payne 3.
I can say, it sounds a bit like Max Payne 3, except from without the animation priority of having to sort of haul Max's big ass around all over the place.
But it's like, like I said, the way that it's extremely responsive. It's just that the thing that hits you up front, which I don't know if people might bounce off. I did see one review that only gave it like 6 out of 10 and just said it was quite confusing and everything. I do think you'll need to work with the subject matter because they just don't care. Like Remedy are just like, you're either going to go with this being ludicrous or you're just not.
Well, this is going to be my biggest sort of potential breaking point going into it, because although Quantum Break, and I keep saying Quantum Break, it was definitely Quantum Break, wasn't it? I feel like I'm getting the mix up with Quantum Leap for some reason.
No, sadly not. Quantum Break.
My issue with Quantum Break was that every time a story kicked in, I just kind of disconnected, because it was done through these kind of walkie-talkie moments where you had, it wasn't even the problem of like the live action stuff, although that didn't help. Just the story itself, for me, felt kind of needlessly convoluted more than complex, because it wasn't complex, it just sort of, it hit me with a bunch of stuff and it just didn't really resonate with me at all.
I think that I would be so interested in the conception of Quantum Break, because it was so clearly tied, or it felt so clearly tied to the Xbox's, like, you know, dual vision for the future, where it's like, we got gameplay, we got video. And then obviously they moved away from that even before the game came out, which sort of just left it as this weird anomaly that was a half TV show, half game. But I think they sort of developed that in tandem, or, you know, had different conversations with Xbox. Yeah. I would assume so. But with this thing, obviously one of the major feedback points for Quantum Break was that it was that it didn't really have a focus, and that the story just took away from the gameplay. This thing is 95-99% gameplay. You're just going straight away.
Good, that was my next question.
And so, like, because the thing is, at one point you eventually find other people that are in the building, and you can sit down with them and be like, okay, like, what happened, like, you know what can you tell me, kind of thing. And then it gives you a full dialogue, like, not a dialogue tree, but dialogue options as to who are you, where did you come from, like, what do you know about this particular thing, what's up with this transforming gun, etc. And so you can ask those things. So I made a point of sitting down and just having like a solid sort of 15 minutes talking to this one character that did sort of fill me in as to what's going on and what I'm supposed to be doing. And also, like I said at the very beginning, when Jessie says to herself, like, oh, you've brought me here, and the screen sort of like flashes. I don't know what the hell that is yet, but you can talk to whatever that thing is.
Right.
Not manually, but she does. She'll say, like, she'll just sort of like say to her, like, oh, she'll be talking to someone in real time and say to herself, should I tell them about my missing brother or whatever?
That's cool.
And so you'll get things like that, that obviously she knows why she's there, but we as the audience don't. There's a lot of fourth wall breaking, a lot of stuff, like I said, with James McCaffrey, who's sort of talking to the audience as much as he's talking to her. She's aware that he's there, but it's just a big old head mess.
I like that framing.
And I kind of love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said the color scheme's kind of all over the place. Whenever you get to one of those control points, it's like blood red with sort of like neon blues kind of coming in. So you're having these like crazy like electric gunfights with great movement, melee attacks that send people flying, grabbing bits of furniture to thwack people with. It just kind of goes.
Yeah.
And I think that a Remedy game hasn't gone since like Max Payne 2.
I don't think any game has kind of gone like that in a long time. You know, we're so used now, I think, to these protracted sort of introductions that just take a long time to get into the flow of things. I remember when Assassin's Creed Odyssey came out, and a lot of the reviews and people were saying, yeah, it gets good after 10 hours of just nothing, of tutorials and things. So I think I've been craving a tight action game that just goes from the start,
yeah,
and then it might be a bit shorter than a 40-hour experience or something. Is it only just kind of shooting, though? Because although I didn't like the puzzle sections in Quantum Break, at least they kind of broke up the shooting in a way, or is this literally just high-octane combat from moment one to...
It does... Well, I mean, like, again, I've only done a couple of hours, but it does space it out. There is one puzzle that you do in a hotel at the very beginning, which it didn't stump me, but I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say ground things to a halt, because it sort of maintained that sort of mystery kind of atmosphere, but you find a way to get into a hotel, basically, or a chunk of a hotel. I'm going to tell you how. And you get there, and there's a puzzle revolving around how to get back out of there again. Without just exiting the way that you came in. You're supposed to exit with a piece of information. And so, like, to figure that out, I wasn't expecting that. But enemies do spawn around the building as you're running around. So, like, you're forever on your toes. Like, it kind of has this... It walks such a great line between kind of, like, macabre kind of horror, because you're in this, you know, abandoned building where the building's, like, shifting itself, the walls are moving, and all these weird sort of supernatural elements are there. And the people, the documents that you find in the building, the people you talk to, are very much aware of that. That's kind of what they've been looking into. But you don't really feel a sense of comfort in that. Like, you're still this one person sort of like fumbling your way through kind of thing. So it's kind of a mix. Like, it kind of has a nice, like, if you split it into three pillars, it's like exploration, combat, and like light puzzle solving.
Cool.
And at least as far as like what I've done so far, I would assume that based on how much feedback they took on board from Quantum Break, they wouldn't have any platforming sections
in.
Although in saying that, when you get given one of the new gun mods, it beams you into the astral dimension, and you do get to like test it out.
Cool.
And so you're running through these sort of platforms that form in midair to get to the combat space, but Jesse controls so much better than Sean Ashmore's character, whatever you call him, Iceman, ever did in Quantum. So like, it's that stuff didn't get in the way for me at all.
Is this a true return to form for Remedy then?
Oh hell yeah! I mean, yeah, I think Quantum Break was still recommendable. It was just that the story stuff was so distracting, and it did kind of get in the way. But they are easily one of the best action developers on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you hold up Platinum as the best melee devs, then these guys are the best third person shooter devs, like easily. There's just not even a comparison. If they can patch it to smooth over the frame rates, that'll help, because one of the biggest selling points is just how much stuff you can fling around at once.
Yeah.
So I think if they nail that stuff down, it'll be sublime across the board. But I am loving it, at least from my initial impressions.
I just hope people kind of become more aware of it, because even though I'm in the industry and I forgot it was out this week, which is just sort of crazy, and I'm looking forward to it, but I feel like perhaps is potentially being undermarketed.
I think it's suffering a little bit from them not being like tied to a specific studio, and but it feels indie as hell. It reminds me of Hellblade in terms of like, it feels like an indie project with an indie soul, but with like sort of AAA kind of like visuals and production. Like, this game looks gorgeous, the facial animation is amazing, and things like that. I think that it'll spread through word of mouth,
and
people are going to sort of know it as the Max Payne devs next game or Alan Wake's next game. So I think that it has enough irons in the fire to hopefully get some momentum going. And I have seen a lot of people tweeting about it post-launch.
Definitely.
So, and a lot of devs have been talking about it. I think I saw Kojima do it. Sam Barlow was tweeting about it. So hopefully it sort of takes off a little bit. And I'm assuming, based on the reviews that are out there, that it does maintain momentum the whole way through as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to try it. Like, you have made me... I was always going to buy it no matter what because it's Remedy, but the fact that everyone is so hype on it, it sounds better than I expected to
but
be.
But it's just, they've doubled down so much on what we associate with them. Like, the awesome dialogue, the voiceovers, the noir-style trappings, the sort of horror horror elements that were in Max Payne. The badass main character, James McCaffrey's back in it. Poets of the Fall on the soundtrack again, who did, they did Late Goodbye for Alan Wake, which are my favourite bands, favourite songs. Just everything about it is just, like I said, it's Remedy AF. Yeah. And they know that if you grew up loving anything about what they've put out, you'll assumedly fall right in love with this. I love it, Josh.
I'm so pleased you love it, Scott. Good. This is great. I mean, I forgot it was out, like I said, and you come in this morning and being like, this is the best thing ever. And I'm really excited to buy it.
It is a damn good time. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Maybe you've picked it up as well, or you're cautiously optimistic about whatever the hell Remedy are up to. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.